I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie.
Are you a mummy?
Of course I'm a mummy.
Happy
Halloweens! Hope you're getting ready right now.
Whoa.
We were just carving our pumpkin and we heard this song but come on Pandora.
If you're British, then you are a mummy. Mummy. Mummy.
The Brits don't celebrate Halloweens. This is American. This is American holiday. So everybody, put on your tightest pair of denim and go out and trick or treat the night away.
Mummy, I've been carving all day.
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a mummy.
No, I'm a mummy. See, that guy goes, are you a mother?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
You mean you're a mother?
I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was 1,959 years ago.
Well, mummies, it's Halloweens.
That's a long gig.
It's the day before Halloweens, but you get it. No, it is Halloweens.
No, it is Halloweens when this drops.
Oh.
And, well, the reason, you know, we were just carving our pumpkin, and I forgot that we didn't wish everybody a happy Halloweens.
Yeah.
If you're in the U.S., you're celebrating it today. Be safe. Don't eat candy from strangers. Put all the razor blades inside of the apples that you give to children.
Yeah. Then they cut their lips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to laugh.
You know what's really fun, too, for the kids is you want to take like a tray, put pennies on it, and put it in the oven and heat it up.
Nah.
The kids, they run and they want to touch the pennies and it burned their hands.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. I like it, Jeans.
I'm a mummy.
We have a great episode. The great Jeff Tate came in.
Boy.
He showed up late, but it was still great. and he was talking about how horrible traffic was, but we let that slide. You didn't have to hear about it. We had it off air. But then he came. We had the best time with him. He wore his denim.
He wore black denim in honor of Halloween.
It was a great time. He's the best. Anyways, that's it. We hope you have a happy Halloweens and you...
Yeah, enjoy your pagan holiday, guys. Go out and sacrifice some small animals. Get your blood, like rub blood on your face and really celebrate a big, big Jean style.
Oh, and don't forget, starting next week, one episode a week only for the month of November, Wednesdays, but they're going to be action-packed.
Action-packed.
Action-packed, we promise.
Yeah. Also, this Monday I'm dropping a new That's Deep Bro.
Holler at the God.
Love you.
We're going to have a guest soon.
He's on his way. He's already like 45 minutes late.
It's rush hour, Los Angeles rush hour traffic.
I know. Let's hope he makes it. We got to roll, though, man. We got stuff to do.
It's Friday. Jeans, there's not a lot of episodes left until we get to our podcast tour next week.
I know. I can't believe how fast that came, huh?
So real quick to remind you, next Thursday we're in Seattle, November 6th at the Highline. The next day, the 7th, we're in Portland at the Analog Cafe. And the next day, November 8th, we're in Chicago. Chicago.
No.
Chicago. At the Empty Bottle. That's November 8th. So that's exciting and good. The very following week, I do my little Dirty South mini tour.
Yeah.
November 14th, New Orleans, the House of Blues. We added a second show. It's there's a 9 p.m. that's sold out. So the 7 p.m., please come. Please tell your friends. The next day, Houston, I'm doing Warehouse Live. Please come out. And then Hyenas in Dallas on Sunday the 15th. And the Performing Arts Center, Oklahoma City on Monday the 17th.
Hyenas.
And then, of course, It all rolls into December. I'm doing what are those jeans? Oh, I'm doing Phoenix Stand Up Live the first weekend, the 4th through the 7th, and Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco.
It's not.
Cobb's Comedy Club in Manfredisco, the 18th through the 20th of December. So that's what's up. And then, of course, we do New Year's together in Austin.
Cap City.
I'm excited about that. What about you, Jeans? It's really nice.
Well, first, I'm going to be in Toledo November 20th through 23rd. I know people don't understand that when I say it that way, but whatever. Toledo Funny Bone. Get your tickets on my website, ChristinaComedy.com. There's a link to the Funny Bone. And then I go to Fartford, Connecticut. December 10th.
Through. I have to look at our calendar over here.
December 13th. December 10th to 13th.
13th. That's great.
It's a Wednesday through Saturday. It's a wonkier week. Yeah, and then we go do New Year's Mommy Rockin' Eve.
Well, there you go.
New Year's Rockin' Eve. I'm dead clock. How fast do you go to hell if you make fun of people with strokes?
I think it's pretty fast.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty fast.
It's a direct ticket.
Listen, this episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Sattva Mattresses.
Oh.
By selling exclusively online. Sattva offers their ultra premium eco-friendly mattress for $8.99. That's a queen.
And they're not greasy.
They're not greasy. Look, they we got the king. It's well worth it. If we got the king at another store, probably $4,000 or $5,000. No joke. That's how much mattresses are. I was blown away when we were shopping for them.
Mm.
They're able to cut out a lot of the costs. Why? Because they don't have the traditional store. They don't have to pay rent for a building. They don't have to commission salespeople. They don't have to pay utilities. They pass the savings on to you. Sattva Mattress combines the top five features found in ultra premium bedding, and it's handcrafted right here in the United States. The outer covering is made from organic cotton. Coils are made from heat-tempered recycled steel. Memory foam is made from safe bio-face foam. And it's super comfortable. We didn't buy a bed for 10 years. We shopped for a few months, and we went with Sattva, and we couldn't be happier. If you buy from them, you get a 45-day trial in-home. Mm. There's no, you know, mattress in the store because they don't have a store. So you don't lay on it for 5 minutes. You get to actually sleep on it. And they delivered ours. They took away the old mattress. They were super convenient.
They burned it for us.
Yeah, they burned that thing for us.
They tested it for
And it was great. It was great. Like, the customer service was as good as it gets. And the best thing is if you try this mattress and let's say you want to send it back, they come, they give you a full refund. Less the delivery, original delivery charge. There are no restocking fees, transportation fees. So they encourage you. They're actually one of those people that's like, try everything out.
Yeah. It's a real no-frills company, which is why we like them. They keep it real. They keep 100. Customer service is outstanding. Our dog is obsessed with the Sattva bed. Theo, from the minute it showed up, jumped on that thing, and we have to like pry him off of it.
It's awesome.
All
this dog
the time.
Is too. Me.
Me too, man. Yeah.
I sleep like an angel on that
thing. It's the best now that all three of us can really chill out on that bed, man. We mommy down hard.
Absolutely. So please do us a favor. Visit sattvamattress.com. That's S-A-A-T-V-A mattress.com. They're phenomenal. Like I said, the customer service is unparalleled. You'll love them. And you're going to love getting in a new bed. It's one of the best things we've ever bought, is getting a new Sattva mattress.
Why did we wait? It's so funny.
I don't
like,
know. You...
I think you know why we waited is because we're like, it's so expensive. Getting a new bed is like a $6,000 thing. And
it's also because you just get used to what you have. You don't think like, oh, I can replace this.
Plus you also go, oh, the hassle. Like, oh, yeah. Then we're going to be without a bed for a day or blah, blah, blah. And
believe me.
It's so much easier to do it on the internet.
It really is. Know, the hassle's worth it. It's not that big
it
of a hassle.
It wasn't even that hassle.
No.
And you can get everything on there.
Jeans, also, please remind our listeners,
our listeners,
to visit our site, yourmomshousepodcast.com.
Well, what can they find there?
Well, you can find...
Oh, my God. Seriously?
You can find our gear, the mommy gear. You can get, you know, T-shirt. A bike shirt. You can get all kinds of shirts. Let's Get Social shirts. We've got... What is there? There's...
Theo 24/7.
Theo 24/7.
But don't tell Theo that you're buying a shirt.
Don't write him an email because he'll hit us up for that money. Then there's the Greasy shirts.
It's my favorite one. I hate to say it. Besides Theo,
the design's amazing.
Yeah.
So there's all that stuff, and of course we have the bonus episodes with my parents, with your dad, all that good stuff. It's all your mom's and the clips from the show. People have always asked for to watch clips. There's a clips page. It includes the first episode of How to Be a Grown-Up, which premiered on Tuesday, and it will be airing, the rest of the episodes will be airing every Tuesday from here on out on True TV, Tuesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. So make sure you record How to Be a Grown-Up. You can still catch episode one on our site. Mm. Anything else, Jeans?
Yeah, guys, for those of you that have already used our Amazon banner to do your Amazon shopping, thank you so much. And for those of you who don't yet do it, please, 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 I'm begging you. I know it's an extra annoying step when you're going to Amazon to do your shopping, when you're buying your pretzels or your Halloween costumes for your dogs and your cats. You're like, why should I do this? Just please, just help us out. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Click on our little banner at the bottom, or just a link now in case you can't see the banner. And every time you shop through our site, it gives us a little kickback. And you've no idea how much it helps us. We want to put video cameras in the studio finally, and that is something that your Amazon purchases will definitely
they will do it
help. Also, please check out my little mommy podcast called That's Deep Bro. I'll be dropping a new episode this coming Monday. It's philosophy and comedy.
Who's this Monday's guest?
I haven't decided.
Really?
I like to go by feeling.
Oh, all right.
I feel like the last one was kind of intense and depressing.
Oh, okay.
So maybe we need somebody a little more uplifting.
Okay.
A lot of people end up crying on That's Deep Bro.
that's the effect you have on people.
Great.
That's what I feel every time I see you and I talk to you. I just cry hysterically. I told you when I was watching that last night that I would cry.
Yeah.
The artist lady with you, I would be the person crying for sure.
Yeah.
I would.
You got to do that to Deep Bro. I'm waiting for you, man.
You got to offer me a time slot.
Well, your schedule. You're so busy.
Yeah.
Should I write your agent?
When are we ever in the same place at the same time? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, so, that's a lot of announcements. So
that is.
Thanks for listening to that.
All right. Let's get into this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it, Jeans. Let's go.
Well, let's talk about Wrangler, my favorite jean of all time, and I'm probably not the only one, Paul. We're talking about the original cowboy cut, 13 MWZ. You know what MWZ stands for, don't you?
What's
Men's
that?
Western Zipper. It's revolutionized. Hey, a lot of you may not remember, but that zipper revolutionized the jean business.
That's true.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
How do you like those jeans?
I love it. What's the original cowboy zipper?
The men's Western zipper. No, that's what revolutionized it, the MWZ. Before it, who knows what it was before? Oh, that's the wrong clip.
That is what it was before. You just farted in your jeans and you pulled them up.
That's how it used to go. Let's see. Oh, man.
Can I tell you I'm wearing right now? I went to the Gap. I basically only shop at Old Navy and the Gap. just normal people clothes. That's their whole campaign now, which I love, is dress normal, because I agree. Anyway, I got these high-ass jeans. I'm wearing them. Look how fucking high these things are, dude. Up over my belly button.
I really like that.
And I really like it because it tucks in all your bumpy lumpies.
But it feels good.
It does feel like good, huh? Yeah. Shut
up. It feels like putting your teeth on your lower lip.
Nice. The jean.
That's true. That's true. Ago. You know, and I couldn't tell you how many millions of pairs of Wrangler 13s and 936s that we've sold, you know, let alone every other Western store in the country. Well, it's an icon in the industry, right?
It is an icon, tried and true. I mean, when you build it right the first time, why change?
You know, our guest is
here. Oh, he's here.
The doorbell's ringing. Hold on.
I'm going to stop it. All right. We had a quick pause because our guest actually arrived.
Perfect timing.
And he is now here, and now we can actually have him and announce him. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jeff Tate.
Oh, it's too loud now. Did you
too
see
loud?
Jeff goes,
yeah, those. See? I didn't know the horns were going to happen.
What's going on here?
All right. So,
you might remember Jeff Tate.
He's famous on the show.
Famous.
I mean, people ask me about him all the time. When I'll do a club and they'll be like, you know, Jeff Tate was just here, and they'll be like, that's the denim guy, right? And I'll be like, yeah. And then they're like, is that the guy that only eats hot dogs and Gatorade? And I'll be like, yeah, that's him.
Well, we
want to address that for sure. Yeah. Just so you know, I had pulled a clip just for you to open the show, and you weren't even here for it. So,
oh, no. Well, I'll hear it when
I'll play it for you right now.
Okay, play it
here
again.
We go. This was the opening clip. It was pulled just for you.
Well, let's talk about Wrangler, my favorite jean of all time, and probably not the only one, Paul. We're talking about the original cowboy cut, 13 MWZ. You know what MWZ stands for, don't you?
What's
Men's
that?
Western Zipper.
That's
revolutionized.
Hey,
a lot of you may not remember, but that zipper revolutionized the jean.
That's
business.
True.
Yeah, no one wore jeans before zippers. It was too hard to piss.
It was really hard.
But now, you wear denim on denim because you're a huge fan of your mom's house. Is that accurate?
That's where it all started? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
I didn't even know you could. I never heard the phrase.
Yeah,
I didn't know that you could wear denim on denim. In fact, before you guys started the show, I was wearing a lot of khaki.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah,
so was it a khaki jacket and everything? And
khaki everything, man. Wow. Real nerd. I look like a banker.
Now, would you
guys?
I had a joke with him when we did Columbus. I said, hey, man, are you going to load in all that gear for the show tonight? And that was I said it every day. And then after the show, I'd be like, you're gonna load it back in the truck for. You load out all the amps and the guitars?
Yeah. Well, he has a different... Now, the look today, you've chosen black denim on denim. You're like the Johnny Cash of denim on denim.
I wear a lot of black now.
You do.
I've sort of settled into that.
What's going on emotionally?
I just feel like it's easier. I don't have to
beard,
think about it.
The beard's so much easier.
People have been complimenting me on my beard. It is junior varsity, my beard. I mean, your beard is a whole other level, man.
It's really nice and full.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so full.
I got a whole thing.
And your pins. Now, are those the same pins I saw you wearing at the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
Now, did you transfer them on from another?
This is the same jacket.
Okay.
I was probably wearing a sweatshirt underneath the jacket.
Okay.
So it was
dark.
It was long sleeve. Because this is this is what I call a sleeveless jacket.
Yep.
It's a vest.
Yeah, I do not like the word vest, though.
Okay.
Oh.
Well,
vest is the wrong connotation for what this is.
The vest, I picture the buttons, you know, like with a suit and a vest.
Oh, yeah, that's nerdy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just wearing a sleeveless
like a 90s
jacket.
That's some real NBA post-game press conference shit.
It totally is, yeah. The brothers love vests. You know what I mean?
P.O.P. All the time.
Yeah, they love it. So, what bands do we have here? There's got to be a Heartbreakers pin, right?
I think there's three.
There's three.
There's at least three Heartbreakers. Yeah, three Heartbreakers.
Now, you like white music. How do you feel about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
I like the one song Tom Petty did.
The one song.
I like that song when he says, "And all the vampires over Mulholland move west."
That's it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ventura. Because I grew up and I was a vampire. So I like that.
Yeah.
I relate to that song.
That song is called...
Free Farting.
Really?
No, Free Falling.
Yeah, Free Farting.
Oh, that's a pretty popular song. I thought you were going to give me some more obscure
one. I like that. I like
the
song.
She likes that one song. No, no. The song even my parents know.
You know a song I like too? It goes, "Hey, don't come around here no more."
I like that song.
The Alice in Wonderland.
I like
video.
That one a lot. Yeah,
that was dope.
Live when he plays that live, it's like my favorite song to see live.
I love
psychedelic.
I love a lot of things about Jeff, but one of my favorite things about Jeff. No, I love people that really like something and profess their love for it and enjoy it. And he's definitely like that with, he's somebody, like, I don't even know that many people really who like a band so much that
Tom
like,
Petty and the Heartbreakers?
No, that like they know like kind of like their calendar, like where they're going to be. And
oh,
they're like, I'm going to hit these concerts this year. Like, he's a hardcore fan. It's not his whole life, but like he's going to hit concerts.
Well, you got to, when you have the dumb job we have.
Yeah.
I can't just pick one date and be like, I'm going to go see him then. It's like, you look at it and you're like, when I say like, I got these 5 dates picked out, it's in the hopes that I can make it to one of them.
I see what you mean. But I'm saying that like, you've been a fan and you've been hitting concerts of theirs for years.
Yeah. Yeah. The first time.
And when they release new stuff, you get it. Like, you're a fan. You're a real fan. The other obsession you have could possibly be taken to a psychiatric ward for it is your love of Cheers,
right?
The television show Cheers.
Yeah, I freaked out because I met a guy last night that is friends with George Wendt.
Really?
And he was like, oh, he's just like he's a stoner and he loves to talk about Cheers. And then Ryan was like, he's got a Cheers podcast. And I was like, what the? So this guy's going to tell George Wendt that I got a Cheers podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
and
sorry,
he said that George is a stoner?
Who's George Wendt?
That was Norm.
Oh, I love Norm.
Norm was
Everybody
great.
Everybody likes Norm.
He's the best.
He said that Norm is a stoner?
Yeah, he just likes to sit around and tell stories from Cheers. Like, he just does that anyway.
Dude, you would lose your mind.
I lost my mind hearing this guy say it.
This guy knows so... Do you have a question about Cheers? Please just have one. Just ask a question about anything.
Okay, I do. I do. Okay. Diane. Remember Diane, obviously. Sam Malone's first squeeze.
Short.
What was her occupation prior to being a bartendress?
She was a teacher's aide at the university. They kept it vague.
It's like Rain Man.
Well,
it really is.
I thought she was a performer or like a thespian or something.
No, she was kind of all those shithead things.
Yeah.
Whenever it would come up, she was a... When she started working at Cheers because she got dumped by her fiance, who she was the teacher's aide for.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So they break up, and she doesn't have a job anymore.
Okay.
It's like on the road, like I've been with him, and I'm like, what are you going to do? I think I'm going to go back to my room. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm probably just going to watch a episode of Cheers and fall asleep. It's not a joke. Like, that's what he's going to
really
do.
You really love it. And is it, what do you like best about Cheers?
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
They got cool shirts and jackets,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. It's easy to not have to think of stuff.
And they're friends.
When I say
it's comfortable though, too.
It's comfortable.
Everybody knows your name,
and
you feel like you're at the bar.
Yeah,
you do.
Sometimes
you know.
Sometimes I answer.
Yeah,
and you know what, Cliff? You know, you're happy to see Cliff.
Clavin.
Happy to see all of them.
Now, do we ever get to meet Norm's wife?
No.
You never see her. Vera, right?
Is that No. The only time it comes close is that there's a Thanksgiving episode where they food fight.
Okay.
And she gets in the face with a pie. So you don't see it. You see her body.
Oh, really?
Like she's like walking in, but her face is covered in pie.
Cliff Clavin had a wife or was he divorced? I forget.
No, neither one. Cliff Clavin is a real nerd.
Okay. He never gets
He only had sex 4 times.
Okay.
So that's what he said. That's what he says it.
And Sam Malone, what was his number on the team that he played on?
16?
Okay.
The thing that I love, so do you know how many women he slept with? Is that something covered on the show?
No. I know that he...
That's what I thought you were asking.
There was one time when Diane asked him how many he slept with, and he almost says 400,
mm-hmm.
but she freaks out at that, so he backs it down to 4. But 400 was also clearly a lie.
Oh, right.
Okay. Now, which flame do you prefer, Diane or the Kirstie Alley?
The Kirstie Alley, Rebecca. I think Diane is a real drag.
Okay.
Really?
But she originally dated Frasier, right? Before Lilith.
She dated Frasier before Lilith dated Frasier. Yes. Okay. They almost got married. That was the subplot of season 3.
Okay.
How many seasons were there of Cheers?
11.
And how many times have you seen the entire series?
Probably, I don't know, 8.
I would love to watch you talk to George Wendt. Like, I would... I would pay money to sit there and just watch you talk to him. And I would love to see it. I would love to see the joy. But really, I think it would be just like the most pure childlike joy.
Wait,
for you to talk to
him. How fit do you think George Wendt is now? I mean, I'm sure
physically
he's,
fit?
Yeah, like I'm sure he's hit the gym a lot since he...
No.
Oh.
No, he hasn't?
Google it.
It's not good?
No, people always like to joke that if Cheers was around now, there's like no way that Norm would be alive.
Yeah.
But I feel like George Wendt just lived that life. He's still alive.
Okay.
I bet the longest periods of time George Wendt would go without drinking was when they were taping Cheers.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
I
not...
really like him. I loved Norm. I always liked... I love the show. It's a great show. Who doesn't fucking like Cheers, right?
I'm a fan of it. And then I liked it. And then I just really leaned into it. And
yeah, it's your jam. I get it. There's shows
but this
that
is
I
the thing that I actually like. This is not hot dogs and Gatorade, which is something I had once in my life.
Let's address hot dogs and Gatorade. Because my feeling about it is that you are as into hot dogs and Gatorade as you are Cheers.
No, that's like, that's what everyone thinks.
Thanks to what?
Thanks to her.
Like, oh, it's Christina.
It hasn't just been guys saying it to you. People come up to me and say, what are you going to do after the show? I go, I don't know, probably just go back to the room or whatever. Like, I don't got no... Yeah, you go eat hot dogs and Gatorade? Like, this is my show.
And right? You feel like saying, like, guys, you know...
I forgot what fruit hat, you know, tasted like. I eat pears, you know, shit like that. Shout out to all the pear...
Eaters.
Yeah.
Eaters.
I like how the English guy can't even tolerate poor grammar.
Shout out to all the pear eaters. Yeah.
Eaters.
But also, there's nothing wrong with hot dogs or Gatorade.
No.
Agreed.
Two delicious things.
Two great tastes. It tastes great together.
I mean, I got...
And nutritious. Equally nutritious
The
as
thing
well.
That I'm most upset about is that the ones you saw me eat were from 7-Eleven.
And you ate them a few times. That
it was close to where we were, and I didn't have a car.
That's true. We also had some stuff cooking that you didn't want, though. You wanted your hot dogs better. That week you did.
Okay, I don't remember that. Was the stuff you were cooking had onions in it?
Of course, yeah. I'm Hungarian. It was Hungarian food. I think I mean Hungarian food.
It's like some sort of goulash or something?
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe. Like a stew that was served in a boot?
Yes.
Yes. And you were like, I like Gatorade.
Yeah, I'd rather have a hot dog and a Gatorade. It seems like a no-brainer. But that's a thing you can get. That's a value menu meal at 7-Eleven now.
I feel like you had it multiple times a day for multiple days.
Yeah, you did.
That week.
You did.
Let's go back to that era. You're on our couch. You're sleeping there. We're on the east side of town. And
from what I understand, you were about 80 miles closer to where I live now.
Oh, yeah.
Than you are right here.
Oh, that would have taken you 10 minutes to get to. But what are you admiring?
Yeah, just something
our
caught
artwork?
My eye. I also thought you were talking, so I just started looking over here.
Thank you.
Oh, I figured you were going to finish what you were doing.
That's rude.
Well, we're painting the picture of this era. You're recently divorced, right? Or are you going through the divorce kind of thing?
Well, I mean... I feel like dealing with the divorce was an on-again, off-again thing for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Maybe there was a day there where I really, really had to deal with it. Maybe there was other days where I was having more fun.
Is it fair to say then that maybe you were eating the hot dogs and Gatorade? Were you slightly depressed then? You know what I mean? Like in that...
Well, yeah. I'm sure I was. I don't think that it had to do with that. I don't think.
No,
that
I'm trying
like,
to break down.
Wait,
everything.
But are you saying that like athletes when they train that they don't eat hot dogs and Gatorade to train?
That's a good question. Maybe they're not depressed.
Have you seen that commercial with Stephen A. Smith and Richard Sherman where Stephen A. Smith is
jerky?
In his fucking belly?
Yeah,
he's like, eat some protein. Have this beef jerky.
Yeah,
the fucking football player
eating beef jerky to train. Yeah,
this should be easy.
Yeah.
So, but how did you? I remember because I do remember seeing the sweaty, oily hot dogs on our coffee tables. And how did you like to eat them? I'm not sure I remember.
The odds that I made it back to your house with those hot dogs are slim.
No, you did.
You would have like you one did. On the road.
Yeah. One on the way.
One on the way. And then,
a walking dog. And
yeah,
then,
you'd have a walking dog. And then you'd have one when you got there. And then your Gatorade. But
the red Gatorade, I remember specifically because it left like a red tint on around your mouth. And that was kind of nice too. Like it.
If you
just it made you like a little cherubic,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
Like a baby that can't stop licking his own lips.
But now I look back on it, and you're like, you know, that was only that time. It's not what I eat every day, all day. Yeah. I've had other things. I don't know if you've had anything else, but...
Yeah, I haven't just eaten hot dogs again, right?
For the last 4 years. It'd be awesome if you did. But don't you feel like that's a lifestyle that, like, should be trademarked?
Can you trademark lifestyles?
I just feel like you should have a website that says...
No, everyone knows. Everyone knows. If you get a hot dog and Gatorade now, you know that you're copping me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't have to trademark it or get a website. Anybody that eats that knows. They know it's been done before.
But don't you think on the website you should hold up a hot dog and a Gatorade and be like, "What? Like, this is how I'm living.
It's your thing now.
You know?
It's that kind of thing.
Are you talking about a meme?
Yeah. It's your brand.
I feel like it should be online.
I don't know that that's my brand. I don't think I want
What
that.
About for an album cover?
What about for an it's album great, cover?
Hot what dogs, about,
oh, that guy said, some guy tweeted at us that if I don't name my album Hot Dogs for Life, I'm an asshole.
He's right.
Those sticks are so, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
He has a point.
Because I don't name an album that I make that takes a whole year for me to make.
I know.
Yeah.
After something that happened once that you just won't stop talking about.
Because it was so...
She does love it.
Here's why I love it. It was a remarkable thing because it was as if every time we saw you eating, that's what you were eating. It wasn't
right.
an isolated...
In that era, that weekend...
That time.
That it just feels like, where's Jeff? He's probably eating hot dogs and Gatorade. So... It's just a reference point for us, you know?
And chips, guys, too. Did you get a value meal where you got, like, a bag of chips, too?
No, probably you just go get two hot dogs and two Gatorades, one for in the morning. What is this?
It's a bag of chips.
Chips pulling into a bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a potato chip drop?
Yeah. There's the chip drop, and then there's you.
Shout out to all the pear eaters. Yeah.
Shout out to pears, because you eat healthy now.
I like pears.
Pears are delicious.
Yeah, so...
You know what I just figured out you could do? You could slice them up real good and put them on spinach.
Yeah.
Whoa.
With dried cranberries and balsamic vinaigrette.
So,
And then hot dogs.
And then, yeah, I was going to say, so walk me through your diet today. What do we eat today? Like, what did you have? You woke up around 1... 3 and then
what was your day like?
No, my friend Andy was staying at my apartment and he had to catch an early flight, so he did that thing where he panics that he's not gonna wake up in time, so I set my alarm for 6:30 also.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up at 6:30, then I couldn't go back to sleep for a little while. I went back to sleep like 8, woke up like 11:30.
Did he fly out of Burbank?
No, he flew out of LAX.
Okay.
And then I got a turkey sandwich from Subway.
That's a good choice.
That's a healthy option.
Yeah, it is. If you just eat turkey sandwich, if you just eat sandwiches from Subway, you lose
like 400 pounds.
400 pounds.
Yeah.
All you have to do is eat hoagies.
Yeah. But
get better.
Claire doesn't like it when Cliff eats too many hoagies.
Claire.
And she can't. Then
oh, you're,
you can't
you're doing some
chips.
Huxtable shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're only into Cheers, not into the Cosby's? Hello?
No. I don't. None of the people on Cheers have sordid pasts.
Hmm.
I'm boycotting the Huxtables.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Why don't we just wrap this up right now?
Sorry. It was nice having you, Jeff. Boycotting the. I mean, that.
No, I have no idea.
I think the Cosby Show is one of my favorites from the 80s. Hello.
Besides I get all my news from Hannibal Buress stand up clips. So.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Does he have a Cosby joke?
No, he got pressed last week because he did a joke about Cosby. He was in Philly, and somebody recorded it, and he was like, Cosby's trying to tell black people how to live. He's raped like 8 people, so it went like kind of viral, and
that's
then
hilarious.
All the news people picked it up. Yeah,
hilarious.
He was talking shit about Cosby.
I mean, there's a lot of allegations so if you funny. Google it. It's not great. But we're not talking about Bill Cosby. We're talking about Cliff Huxtable. Cliff Huxtable not allowed to eat hoagies? Was Claire unaware that you can lose hundreds of pounds just eating hoagies?
No. She was always like,
did
Cliff,
you see the pants, the fat guy pants
your
that
sodium
that asshole
is so
has?
High.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest fucking pants in the world. And now he doesn't wear pants like that. The hoagie.
Jared.
The Subway guy.
Yes.
Jeb.
He's a buddy of mine.
Yeah? Has he been on the program?
No.
Should Do you think he's ever had hot dogs and Gatorade?
I think he did for a few years, and then
had to switch to only hoagies so he could get back in shape.
Now, how often do you eat? How often do you eat at Subway? Is that your replacement for the?
No, it's the least often as possible.
Yeah.
So, what will you eat next? What's the next thing you'll probably eat?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. I might not.
Might not eat at all?
I have a feeling I'm going to be on the highway for another fucking 4 hours.
Okay, but...
And then, but then I don't know, I got an early flight in the morning, so what am
where
I
Where are you going?
I'm going back to Cincinnati.
You really could just deal with not eating till tomorrow now? Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Don't you think that's crazy or
it's
no?
Absurd. Yeah, it's a thoroughly absurd. So you ate like a 12-inch Subway sandwich today and that's it?
Oh, no. I had three of them. No. I had one 12-inch turkey sandwich.
And that's I mean, it. But no. That, you probably ate that like around, what, 2 or something? 1?
It was like 1:30.
And that's it. That's it for the day.
I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I don't know.
What the fuck? Are you going to Fallujah tonight? Like, why is it that crazy?
It's like eating's a priority and you kind of.
No, but at some point, if I don't get to it right away, like I'm not hungry now.
Right.
Sure. So I'm not going to be hungry in an hour.
Okay.
And so then I'm probably going to drive back to Glendale and then I got shit to do right then. Like, so if I don't eat right then and if I'm not hungry yet, then it's going to be eventually where the only thing there is to eat is like Del Taco.
Okay.
And then I got to get on a flight at 6 in the morning.
Do it.
I don't feel like dealing. I don't feel like eating Del Taco at fucking midnight and then so catching an Uber car at 4:15 in the morning.
Where are you flying out of?
That's good.
LAX.
And where are you flying? Cincinnati, direct.
I'm flying to St. Louis because I left my car in St. Louis a couple weeks ago. And I got to get my car and then drive to Cincinnati.
What car did you drive here?
I borrowed Ryan's car, my roommate.
Oh. All right. Man, you got like...
I don't have a car in Los Angeles, and I don't.
I thought you guys brought it here a while ago.
I did, but I got tired of having it here, and I took it back.
To St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, I took it. I was riding around the mid. I worked in St. Louis twice. I worked in Appleton. I worked in Bloomington. I worked in Cincinnati. I worked in Nashville.
Are you going to work in Cincinnati right now?
I'm going to. I'm in Bloomington on Saturday. I got to make a tape, so I'm doing the shows there on Saturday. Then I'm in Nashville next weekend. Then I'm in, I got two shows around Cincinnati the weekend after that, and then I'm in Pittsburgh.
So you're going to be gone for a month?
Yeah, yeah, and I need the car for all of those.
So are you doing the improv in Pittsburgh?
No, I'm doing something dumb called Latitudes. They fucked me. They didn't even put, like, it's garbage money, and then I was doing it because it was like, I was going to be out there, and my okay. friend, they were going to put my friend on
you're
the
making me. You're making me nervous. Just do me a favor. Plug your dates. Plug your dates coming up. Just tell people where they can see
you. No, I don't know. I don't have them. What do you... You were asking me about my car, and that's why I have my car. Why was I making you nervous?
Were you nervous?
Yes. Your life, the way you live your life, gives me so much anxiety.
Yes.
Can we stop? Can we back up to the Del Taco thing?
Yeah. Wait,
the fact that your brain goes, well, I mean, and then by the time I get hungry, the only thing open is Del Taco. Like, you know what you can do? You can go to the grocery store and you can buy things to put in a refrigerator in your kitchen, in your home. And
I have a real garbage living situation.
What?
It is. That refrigerator is full. There's two guys that are in that apartment all the time and two guys that aren't.
Yeah.
And the two guys that are just have it filled with fucking science experiments and shit.
Really?
Just absolute garbage.
Okay.
Here's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. You broke down to me where you're going to be. You said Bloomington. Then you have a couple shows in somewhere. And then Cincinnati and then Pittsburgh. So run through what those are.
Oh, shit.
Why is that bad? Why is that crazy?
Well, because I wasn't thinking about them as my dates. I was trying to explain why I leave my car
there. I understand,
there
but now
here.
Let's get people to know where you're going to be. Because normally we do those at the top. So I want you to have a chance to
you
do them
at the top? You should do them at the end when people stop listening. That's the best time. And then nobody
your
comes
life
to the shows.
Is
I don't
chaos.
Want people to come. I don't want people to come to the
Jeff,
shows. That's a lot of pressure.
Your life is utter chaos. It's chaos. Right, it gives me anxiety too, even listening to his living situation, how the car is in another state. Oh my god.
Okay, go for it.
God, I have an anxiety attack.
All right. Saturday, oh fuck. Saturday, November 1st, Bloomington, Indiana.
There you go.
At the Comedy Attic. I gotta make a tape, so I'm in the middle.
Okay.
The 27th is Thanksgiving. I fucked that up. It's got the dot on my calendar, so I thought it was a date.
It's fine.
The 15th, I'm in Georgetown, Ohio.
Okay, where at?
I don't remember the name of it.
Okay.
There's only one place in Georgetown where anything will happen.
Georgetown, Ohio. Jeff Tate's coming.
Just go there and you'll see Jeff.
The 21st. Well, it's in Georgetown, Ohio. It's in this old vaudeville theater that's above the fucking police station.
That's a good. That's better. Yeah. Now you're giving him a description. You described the place. Okay.
There's a gas station around the on the other corner where you could get your own hot dogs and Gatorade. And then just come out to the show and bring your own hot dogs and Gatorade.
There you go.
The November 21st, I'm at the Flat 12 Beer Works in Indianapolis, Indiana. And Tuesday, November 25th, I'm at Woodlands Tavern in Columbus, Ohio.
Hey.
There you go.
Good.
Oh, Woodlands. That's a good one. We've done that
one. That's fun.
That's fun.
I like that
Columbus
place a lot.
Columbus is awesome.
And then also, you have, which album has come out? What did you say, your second or third?
Second one is out already.
It's called
Just Another Clown.
Just Another Clown. The first one's I Got Potential.
Potential.
Just Another Clown, I got a. I pulled a clip of, so you can. Here's a clip of Jeff Tate, Just Another Clown.
She ripped my ring and my ear, and I had to go to the hospital and have stitches over that. And when I asked her that one time, I said, "You ever been hit by a guy?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, now you have. I'm not like these other men that you can run over and just push around." I said, "I'm myself, but I've got a temper. I can control it."
That's good.
It's hilarious. Really funny.
What's weird is that's not me. That was a guy heckling me.
Oh, so then
but he was right next to one of the crowd mics. And he just went for a while. He brought his baby in. And that was his heckle. And I thought it was interesting enough to leave it.
That was yeah, that's good.
You should buy the album and hear how I respond.
Yeah. That was really good. And then here's a clip from his other album.
If you think you're big enough, do it, because when you put me down, you better kill me, because if you don't, I'm going to kill you.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. That's the disclaimer at the beginning.
That's good.
Hey, Jeff, so what do you sleep on? Like, do you have,
I have a bed.
Under a bridge, or?
No, it's a real bed. It's under a Big Trouble in Little China poster.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Uh-huh.
That's the other thing, that you love certain genre films.
Action movies.
You love like Buddy Cop. You love like...
Buddy Cops are the best if they seem like they're really friends.
Yeah. He has criteria for it, and he'll see a lot of movies, man. Yeah.
All kinds of movies. Me and Tommy walked out of two movies in San Jose because people bring their babies to movies in San Jose.
I talk about it on stage now quite a bit.
Yeah.
I tell that story, and I talk about yelling at the people. Yeah.
So rude.
It's part of the general Southern California motif of every type of problem a person can be is happening right near you, wherever you are, anytime.
It's true. It's it is assessment. Very true.
It's chaos.
Yeah, it's very true.
The Dick Detectives.
All right. It's time for a little Dick Detectives.
Oh, no.
Our guest is Jeff. Our guest? Yeah, it's Jeff Tate, and we're just going to guess what your dick looks like, and then you tell us who's closer.
Really?
Yeah. So here we go. I think my prediction is that unlike the rest of you, your dick looks really healthy. Like, I think you have like a medical book, like a med book dick, where it's like, this is what a dick should look like. Like, I feel like the Don't tell us.
Yeah, I got to guess too. So.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly straight. I think the color is designed like has a nice pink white blend. There's some veins, but they're not too grody. There's no like extra bumps, and it's the exact, like, to the measurements that the like United States Urology Associates tell you.
USUIA?
Yeah. I think whatever they tell you like your dick should be, that's exactly what it is, and I think it looks really healthy and good. Christina, what do you think?
Actually, I'm going to go opposite on you. I'm going to go for a...
like a 7-Eleven hot dog? Like, yeah. It's all kind of chewed on.
Greasy and mangled.
Mangled.
No, I think skin tone is like a grayish pink.
Grayish is not good. That's not healthy.
No, that's just like a medium well.
Grayish pink. Let me see. Yeah, you're a little squidgy, so you're
Okay. What does that mean?
Just it's my own. I feel like squidgy is your word. So you're going to be...
I've only been on this fucking hoagie diet for a day.
I think you've got like a big helmet on it. Like it's short and then there's a big helmet and it's
really?
Super pink. Yeah.
And it's like, gray. It's way bigger than the rest of it.
The
like,
helmet
is like nice, a mushroom. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice helmet. It's a nice hat you got on that thing.
But it's short. It's short and girthy.
Wait.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Everybody is.
No, I'm so uncomfortable. I'm starting to understand most of Jen Kirkman's tweets. I get it. Stop talking about it.
So can you please
tell us?
You guys
want to see it?
No.
Just tell us.
We
like,
go on your word.
I want to say that you guys are both, kind of right. My dick does look like it does from the medical textbooks, and it looks great from one side. The other side is where it's like it's cut in half, and you can see how the insides work. And it does have a big helmet on it because I put one of those, like you get a helmet filled with nachos or ice cream or whatever at the Dodger game.
Yeah.
And I just left one of those on it.
Wow.
Because it's a little sensitive. What with it being
the dick detective
cut in half so you can see.
That's all got a bad connection on that one. That really doesn't make me happy.
I feel like we're never going to have closure on it. You know?
What's going on with this? Hold on.
The dick detectives.
Just like Law and Order, there's never one episode in a row. There's always another one coming right down the pike. Right. Now we're going to talk about your dick, Tommy. I haven't seen enough dicks to know if it's normal.
Oh, I
come on.
Or whatever. It's like a regular dick.
Don't you watch adult films on the online?
I mean, I can give a lady like 60 yards in one night. That's how I say it. Like, if you want to like try to pick up a lady and be like, don't say like we're gonna fuck, but be like, I can give you 60 yards. I got a 6-inch dick, so that would be like 2 is a foot, so 6 is a yard, so I give you about 60 yards before it's all over.
It's pretty good.
Jeez,
that's a nice line. Wow. Has it worked for you yet?
It takes too long to explain what it means.
Yeah, I was lost.
But you'd be intrigued, right?
It was like
somebody
an algebra problem.
Somebody was like, I can give you 60 yards.
I have no idea if it's an... I don't know.
Leaving the station.
Like, when do you talk... Like, what does it look like right now? It's probably... Right now, it's probably at its worst.
What color is it? Can you at least confirm or deny the coloration? It's pink.
Like the rest... Yeah, it just looks like a dick. Like a white guy's dick.
No, they don't all look the same.
Some
white guys have a tan tint.
Yeah.
Some white guys...
What? Yeah, some guys
have a super pale peener, and then there's a lot of veins.
Yeah, keep talking.
Some peeners are purpley. Like my husband's is very dark in color.
No, it's not.
It's like brownish black.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Brownish black.
Like, yeah, mine's mostly black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that James Brown next to my husband's head?
Is that how
that's
you say
the
it?
Color.
I'm black from the waist out.
Dude.
I'm black from the waist up for sure. But wait, this is
what do you call it when the only thing about you that's black is how you wear your baseball hats? Is that from the forehead up? You're black from the forehead up?
I'm black from the forehead up.
Everything else, your Jeep Cherokee and your car wash coupons and all that, none of that's black. But
my hat.
But your straight brimmed hat from a town you've never even been to.
That's some black shit.
This shit is big time.
That's how I do.
Oh wow, that's from our own thing.
Yeah. So this is more for Jeff.
Saw you out again, shopping with your friends, picking up designer brands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you really need to know is you don't even have to go. Yeah, you can save all your dough.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause you look
yeah.
so good in a stress or in a sexy little dress, but it's those jeans I can't forget.
You were mine.
When you're already mine.
You're already
no,
mine.
You don't have to
this for real?
Yeah.
Is there any way you can make my headphones have this play less, but you guys just are a little louder?
But this is called I Love You in Those Jeans.
Is this? Did somebody make this song for you?
No. For you.
For me?
Well, yeah, that you're the guest. You're our special guest.
Oh, I like it. Mm-hmm. I do like the song. Jeans.
You don't, and my feelings are hurt.
No. I couldn't tell if it was supposed to be funny or not, but it's a fine song.
It's a really good song.
Somebody made me a rap for my podcast.
Yeah. What's
it called? It's called One for the Road. He made a rap about the last three episodes of the series.
Yeah.
And
well, tell people about the podcast.
As if he was Sam Malone. So my podcast is about Cheers.
Okay. And it's called?
Afternoon, Everybody. Exclamation point.
And you have guests talk about their Cheers or just about Cheers?
I don't know. You were on an early one.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what happens now.
So I was
I know
on...
that I talk about Cheers. I sort of take it as a challenge to take whatever is being talked about and make it into Cheers.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Like the world's worst house guest.
Yeah.
That's just all I know. But it's I don't feel like I'm the world's worst house guest because it's a podcast that is mine.
Yeah, it is yours.
I haven't turned any of what you guys have done into Cheers yet. Mm-hmm. I'm being true. Respectful.
You are really being respectful.
Good. The only person on Cheers that lived with their mom was Cliff.
My dad Aww. Is doing this thing now. It's been increasing where everything we talk about, he throws an analogy of comedy into it.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, Jesus. So he'll just be like, I mean... You know, like there was nobody, you know, there's this guy's business is failing. I mean, that'd be like you going to a show and there's nobody in the audience. I'll be like, no, I got it without the analogy. And then he'll just be like, I mean, this is
with
like
the concept of failing businesses.
Yeah. And then he'll be like, yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, the guy doesn't write jokes. Like everything we say. I mean, that's like if you go to do one of your shows and then the club does this. I'm like. You can stop.
Your dad's like one of those comics with only one punchline structure.
Yeah, and he loves it. He loves reminding me of how many.
Wait, I do want to talk about Cheers.
My dad brings up comedy a lot too, but mostly in the. Are you still doing that?
Doing what?
Comedy.
He does.
That's how he brings it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my dad.
It's like.
That's Tom Dog. I can't get over the pictures of you and Christina in this room. The ones you put on the...
Do you love it?
Those Top Dog pictures are just ridiculous.
They're totally ridiculous, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one over there with you where you have a face that looks like you had a stroke a moment before you got to the fucking photographer studio.
My favorite is people who don't think that that's deliberate.
They're I don't even like, know how you got your face to do that. It kind of looks like you. Are you copying another picture?
No.
No.
Like, did you see a picture like that?
Where's the original?
You should see our cruise photos that we took. The photographers would come around and we'd take depressing ones or angry ones. And then they're like, do you want to smile? We're like, no.
No.
Just give us the shitty
ones. What's the Cheers question you had? You said
I had a Cheers question. I had a Cheers observation, rather. I think that Lilith Fraser character, I grew up as a little kid watching Cheers, and to see her be funny that way, to play it like really straight and deadpan, that's the first time I ever saw somebody do that. I think she's the best one to do that.
Lilith
character.
Is great. Lilith might be my favorite character.
Well, because deadpan's really hard to do. If you're not, you know, it's a deeply sarcastic thing. Like Janine Garofalo does it really well. And Marilyn Rice Cubb, my friend, and I would say.
But what's great, I've never seen them in a situation where they had to do what Lilith does. And when Lilith is playing it straight, but she thinks something's hilarious, that reaction is the best. I've never seen anybody else play a deadpan that then thought something was funny.
Oh, right.
But when she just has that chuckle, when she's
like,
clearly getting, she's, it would break up anyone else, but her little chuckle, the deadpan version of, enjoying something?
Yes.
God damn, that's so funny.
No, but I don't like Frasier. I don't like the spinoff show.
I think the spinoff show should have been Lilith. I think that would have been a much better show.
Yeah, I would
that
watch
was that. That was his girl?
Yeah. Lilith and Frasier were a couple.
So she was also super serious. That was the Lilith.
That was her whole thing. Yeah. She was super
and she
wound
did not.
Up.
She would just cut down those people in that
so
bar.
So funny.
She kind of hated them.
Her show was the best.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't even talk about which Braxton are you today?
Yeah.
What?
Which Braxton are you today?
What are we are the Braxtons and you'll see. We are not like an ordinary family. Just you wonder.
Katrina, Tamar, and Missy will teach you a thing or two.
Rags and family values. Which one are you?
So, okay. Today, I am feeling a little sassy. I got a little bit of a little bite in my chomp. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm kind of Tamar today. Christina, wow. which Braxton are you today?
Well, Tom, I feel like I'm on my game today. I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
You were really on top of your business earlier today.
I did so much shit today. Administrative stuff. I feel like I'm Tony.
Wow.
I'm a leader. I'm a winner.
Okay, Jeff, which Braxton are you today?
I don't know. I'm the one that you are.
Well, there's only
one. Because I didn't do
Tamar.
The business.
Well,
I didn't do the business. I didn't do any business stuff.
Well,
I'm not on top of my business.
You could be Tracy. You could be Trina. You could be Tawanda. You could be Miss E.
Which one is the one that's real fat and is on a hoagie diet?
Tracy.
I'm Tracy.
Will you now sing the Braxton Family Values theme song, please?
No, I don't sing anything.
No, just
we
try.
We are the Braxtons, and you'll see that we are not like an ordinary family. Tony, Tracy, Tina, Tawanda, Tamar, and Miss E will teach you a thing or two about Braxton family values.
Put your finger in your ear like that. Like you even know what that means?
Yeah, I know what that means. It means I'm about to get super black. Woo!
Is that?
I know what he wants to sing.
Puke Squad, baby.
Is this a television show?
I know what you know. What we have to sing for him. Ready? Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break
from your worries sure would help a lot.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Ding, 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 ding.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Meow, 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 meow.
And they're always glad you came.
Meow, meow, meow. You want to go where people know.
People are all the same.
You want to know where everybody knows your genes.
Racists and homophobes.
There was no black people.
We are the Braxtons, and you'll see. We are not like an ordinary family. Tracy, Trina, Tamar, and Missy will teach you a thing or two. The Braxton family values.
There is something unbelievably hilarious about a man in basketball shorts and house shoes looking at two computers.
Hey, there were no black people at Cheers. How come?
There were. There just weren't a lot of black people in Boston. There were sometimes black people in Cheers. Keenan Ivory Wayans was on the very second episode.
He was?
Yeah, he was at the beginning.
What was he doing?
He just ordered some drinks and they got the wrong ones because Diane wasn't a very good server.
Oh, huh. Interesting.
Interesting.
I like learning all the Cheers insight.
There was briefly going to be a... David Alan Greer was going to be a black character regular at some point.
Dag?
And then they just didn't, and then it just didn't happen.
Tina likes Dag.
I love Dag.
I don't know why it didn't happen.
And I
happen.
Love the Wayans.
I almost met David Alan Greer this year. He was supposed to do...
That'd be a great question for him.
I would ask him. Why? What happened?
You could ask him that. She's friends with him.
I'm friendly. I would, you know.
Are you friendly enough
Can
to
I tell
text
you
him?
No.
Right now?
No.
About
I don't
that?
Have his phone number.
What about Marlon Wayans?
Maybe.
Maybe Marlon Wayans.
Maybe I know Marlon.
You could say, hey, Marlon, could you ask Dag something?
Yeah, right.
He was supposed to be a character on Cheers. What happened with that?
Mm-hmm.
Keep it 100.
Can I tell you the best thing?
Dag exclamation ever... point on both sides, like Spanish.
So dumb. Dag, you know what Dag said to me? That seriously, the only time we worked together on a TBS show, and he said goodbye to me. He goes, stay black. He said it to me. I'm like, oh, you're the funniest person alive. That's so funny, right?
Dag?
He told me to stay black.
Of course, that's great.
Hilarious.
That's hilarious. When was the last time you went to the dentist?
2009.
Jesus. You really owe us a dental update. This dental update is brought to you by Colgate. No. It is a dental update, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I brush my teeth 2 times a day.
Floss?
No.
No.
Never?
No, it's gross. I don't like it.
It's gross?
Yeah.
Not doing it is gross?
No, flossing is, it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks and it's gross. Why not go again? Why since 2009 have you not been back?
I don't have insurance.
Yeah, but a cleaning would, you know, it's not that much. A little checkup on there. Take a few, ding, ding.
How much is not that much?
Well, I feel like you could probably get the cleaning done for under $100, like a thorough one. And then you could probably get them to...
Do you have to ask them for a thorough cleaning? Or if you just ask them for a cleaning, do they...
Oh, yeah, they won't do it thoroughly.
No.
You got to specify that, yeah.
Okay.
But then the x-rays, you need to know if shit's going... Do your teeth ever hurt?
Mm-mm. No.
Or maybe... Do you have a lot of cavities now?
No.
How many you got?
What do you mean now?
Well, like... How
I haven't been to the doctor since 2009.
How many
maybe
cavities
I
have you
ever
filled?
Ever in my life?
Ever, yeah. Never?
No.
Oh, you might be one of those, like... Oh,
even yeah. Like, 2009 is... Well, you guys are just lucky that one of my wisdom teeth broke, and the answer was 2009.
Oh, well, it would have been. How about before then?
Yeah, fuck, I don't know. High school.
Wow. High school.
Wow.
Jesus.
It never.
Jesus Christ.
But I didn't have any cavities in 2009 either.
How do you feel about? Did you have braces?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So were they all crazy wonky before?
Uh-uh.
Just a little out of whack.
Yeah, they just needed to be sorted out.
You ever do whitening trays or strips?
No.
Will you?
Sure. Maybe.
Will you use Tom's bleaching tray? They're modeled after Tom's teeth, but I feel like we could mash them into your head and make it work.
Will you use my whitening trays?
What is it? I will promise you that when we're done, I will let you at least show them to me so I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Is that a thing that you put in your mouth so you don't grind your teeth, but it also makes your teeth whiter?
No. I'm going to whiten tonight, though. I haven't done it in a while.
Well, yeah. How?
You should put it on your dick, too. Apparently, it's real black and brown.
It's got so many spots, though. My dick is
so even it out. Get the whole thing
But there's just
whiter.
There's open sores. There's like,
how many sores are on your peener?
None. Never had one of them diseases.
Do you still have a girlfriend?
Yes. My dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I try. You can only fuck in the total darkness for a while before eventually she ends up seeing your dick somehow.
Yeah.
I hate that when they're like, let me see it. And you're like, shut up, stupid.
Wind blows the curtain away and the street light shines in across your dick. I scream. She's a little nervous.
Yeah.
No, don't. Cover it up.
Yeah. Is that your girlfriend?
No. That'd be a fun game if you could ever get somebody to have a bunch of sex noises and you gotta peg out
your
girlfriend's sex
that
noises.
Girlfriend? That's horrifying.
What, that horrifying
that
noise?
That game that Jeff Tate just came up with.
It's his girlfriend.
Oh, is she Asian? She sounds Asian.
She's not Asian. We were falling.
No, she's not Asian. This one's not Asian.
Sounds like she's not happy.
Doesn't sound like sex.
She's not happy.
Doesn't that make you laugh, though? When you...
Yeah, it's upsetting. Okay, Jeff, today
like
is
it.
Halloween, and what will you be doing for Halloween? Okay, that's good. I got it.
I'm going to probably go... my answer does not work with this happening behind me.
Okay,
no.
What are you going to do?
I'm going trick-or-treating with my girlfriend's niece and nephew. So if you can take down the girl getting fucked or killed so I can talk about it.
My husband thinks it's funny when people get murdered.
That is funny. You don't think that's funny?
No, because
you lived here in 94. You're telling me in Nicole Brown Simpson that never once was funny?
No.
He cut her head off and then somehow didn't go to jail? That is fucking hilarious.
Maybe because it was on the news too much.
The Menendez brothers?
Yeah. No.
You don't think that's funny?
No.
Yeah, it's funny.
No.
It's totally funny.
What about the earthquakes and the riots and stuff back then?
What about Reginald Denny?
Guys, no, none of it.
Reginald Denny? That's kind of funny.
No. What about, have you seen that comedy called Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer?
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
How much did you laugh in that film? My husband laughed the whole time.
It's hard to quantify. I wasn't keeping track, but it's pretty funny.
You laughed a lot in that, right?
I laughed so hard that I had to look that movie up to make sure it wasn't the same guys that made Super Troopers.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Mm-hmm.
It isn't. These guys just never made another movie, I guess.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah.
They hit a grand slam in their first at bat.
And we're out.
With this killer fucking Henry portrait of a serial killer.
Do you like horses?
Sure.
You do?
No, I mean, I've never ridden one.
How do you feel about horses?
Like when I see... like
you a, see a fucking horse.
No, I don't. Because now
good.
Yeah, I don't.
Good.
We hate horses.
We don't like them either.
Fucking hate them.
And they should just be on movie sets.
Yeah, and away from everybody. I don't like horses. I was talking about it.
No, we both hate them a lot.
I don't like them.
Horses
and
are the worst.
I told my friend, and then he called his friend and tried to, like, I guess he's trying to get me a deal for something with a horse. He left me a message, and here's after I told him I didn't like horses.
No, now you don't have fucking time to talk to me now? Now you don't have fucking time? Let's call you because I got a call from a friend at Netflix, and they want to build on the recent success you had, and they want to put you in the middle of Kentucky on this show. I think it's a great idea for you. It's called The Dick on That Equine Is All Mine, and it's going to help you get over your fear of horses and all that. And basically what you do is you just suck off Kentucky Derby winning, like, lineage family members of these horses. So you just, like, suck them off, and then they keep everything you suck out so that they can breed more Kentucky Derby winning horses. I think it'll really help you see, like, the beauty and everything involved in the horses and their dicks and the magic they do. I mean, they make them fucking unicorns for a reason, and they're magical. So anyway, I just want to see what you thought of the show idea from my friend at Netflix so they could build on your success, your last special. I told him I don't know if you're interested or not because you changed. You're different. You've been totally different to me, but I don't know. Let me know if you're interested. I'll tell my friend. It could be some money for you. You could have a job with horses and their dicks. It'd be good for you. It'll really help you grow. And you could help their dicks grow.
So what
are you going to do it?
I don't know. It's called The Dick on That Equine Is All Mine.
Yeah,
I feel like that's not my lane, but I don't know. What do you think, Christina? Should I do that show?
I like it. I think it kind of conflicts with my premise of Dog Dick Afternoon a little bit.
Oh, yeah, because she's got Dog Dick Afternoon. It's going to be...
That's in development right now.
Right now. Have you heard of that?
No.
That was in Deadline Hollywood.
Yeah.
So Dog Dick Afternoon, the premise of the show is that it's like a reality show where she's like a dog walker. Like, that's the part that's kind of made up because she's not, but she'll go and pick up like 10 dogs and she takes them on a walk and then she'll masturbate the dogs and then... You watch dogs come.
That's the whole show?
Yeah.
And you're going to do that with your mouth on horses.
Well, if I get back
but
to this
But do
you guy,
see the problem is that it's kind of similar to what I'm doing.
No, I understand. But Hollywood has been doing this forever. They came out with Dante's Peak and Volcano in the same year, Armageddon and Deep Impact. Now you just got a couple of dicks. Like animals and getting jacked.
That Kevin James security guy, and then
and the weirder one.
Yeah, those came out the same year.
Wife swap and trading spouses,
right on TV.
Yeah. Super Nanny and Nanny 911, and there's we can just every
I'm
year.
I'm glad you're
an
here
because
you basically let me.
But in fairness, you're just jacking dogs off, and he is sucking off horses. In the country. Yours is a city-based show.
Yeah.
Yours is a country-based show. These are very different things.
Yeah, because he's saying Netflix, too. I mean, that might be an on-demand thing.
Yeah, that's
thing.
On Netflix. No one's going to see that.
Yeah.
Yours is going to be on television.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to watch you jack dogs off.
What network are you going to do that on? On what are you going to do?
The E! Channel.
That has to be DIY.
It's the replacement for Chelsea.
How is that not DIY?
Okay. It should be DIY. I agree. You're going to be, and I'm going to be
doing it yourself.
Animal, you mean
with my mouth open?
Juice.
With juice in my mouth. Yeah.
Juice?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
It went a little quick for me. I didn't know.
You thought you were saying Jews?
Sure. Yeah, I did.
Jews. Yeah.
Some people do hear that. Racist people hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You don't even want to hear what I think she said.
I don't like this. I don't really enjoy this either, Tom.
I think it's really funny and really good. I'm going to play it every episode from now on.
Is this a Cliff and Claire thing with the hoagies?
It is, yeah.
You don't want to hear
Tom, I don't want to hear the girl getting raped and crying.
She's not getting raped. Don't make it like that.
It's hilarious. It's comedy. It's a comedy show, Christine.
Well, it is. I mean, it is a comedy show, and it is everyone has a different comedy subjective. Tom thinks that noise is hilarious. You yeah. find it disturbing and frightening.
Yeah. You?
Me?
Yeah, where do you fall on it?
I actually land right in the middle. I will not stop laughing, but it'll affect my sleep.
It'll yeah. affect your sleep a little bit.
Yeah, it's very.
Go away, my bitch, nigga. Oh. Buy your own damn fries. Now, you know that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing. There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
That's President
Obama. Was that Obama? Yeah, yeah. President Obama?
Yeah. Mm. When he was a senator, his book came out. And
no,
he
did our show, and that was from his interview.
That's right. That was when he was here.
This is before.
I get confused.
Yeah.
He did your show?
Yeah. Absolutely.
How was that? How did he do it on? Is that Tom Segura or some black guy talking? Did he play that?
He did. He won Tom or Black. I was surprised.
Yeah. Is then, it just called Tom or Black? I guess the name I've been calling Tom is a little Black. Wordy.
It's Tom or Black.
Yeah, but like Christina goes, she goes, "Hey, you need to sit in this chair," and then he goes,
"Who ain't my bitch, nigga?"
Like that.
No, he was a little hostile.
Wait, so when I just sat in this chair without, I didn't even react when you told me to sit here. That what does that make me?
I mean,
who ain't my bitch, nigga?
Yeah, Christina.
Nope, I'm not saying it. You cannot get me to say it. Big say words what? Don't come out unless it's supposed to come out. By the way, I have an addendum.
What?
Big words,
what?
Big the, words the God, don't come out?
The God blesses an N-word.
God blesses an N-word?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
That yeah. yeah
just, God is real. God blesses a nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not the clip in God blesses a nigga, babe.
Play God Jeff- bless a nigga.
Yeah, that's...
But that first one was you.
Yes, and I was just repeating what I had heard on the... I want to clarify...
Yeah, that's what Don Imus said.
Somebody wrote saying...
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me, I mean...
Somebody yeah. wrote being like, God, saying that I don't think that God would bless niggas. Yeah. And I said, no, it's not that God doesn't bless everyone. He blesses everybody, but he wouldn't say the N-word. God doesn't go, like, God blesses niggas, but he doesn't go, and I bless you. You nigga, you know what I'm saying? That is crazy talk. He doesn't say the end, like, he doesn't say that word. He would never call people.
We don't know. Maybe.
I don't think he does. I it's pejorative. Why would God be like shitty like that?
Yeah.
Like, he'd taunt him and be like, oh, I know what you're saying.
Hey, I'm talking about, you feel me? I mean,
yeah.
Is it pejorative?
For God to say it
in that context?
I don't know.
For God to say it? It's always pejorative, no matter who this
Yeah, no matter what God says, it's pejorative. He seems like a real toes the line, you know?
Yeah. So you're saying, but just to be clear, because we got so caught up with the...
Just to be clear, say that word again?
No, just to be clear, you're saying that you think God blesses everyone, but he wouldn't use pejorative words.
He wouldn't
necessarily
say it.
What if a black guy sneezed? What did he say?
No, he wouldn't say that. No.
If James Brown sneezed, what would God say?
But you don't just call all black people.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
He wouldn't say what's
wrong with you. What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
He'd say something like that.
He would not say that. He would just say, God bless you. But he wouldn't specify some awful racist
thing. He wouldn't say, just what if a bunch of people sneeze, but he wanted to make sure that he knew that you were saying God bless you to only James Brown. So he would say God bless, but also be like a specifier at the end of it. What would he say then?
Well, James Brown,
God bless a nigga,
didn't go by that.
Oh, I think James maybe Brown, he James would Brown. I think maybe he would say it like that.
You think you say it? Now, what was the last time you were at a funeral?
What? It's been within a year.
Whose funeral was it?
My granddad's.
Did you come?
No.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to be disrespectful. I just...
Wait, why didn't you, though? That's the disrespectful part.
He was old and not very good looking anymore.
But, okay.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him, and then you have 9 orgasms right there, while your whole family is standing behind you, just makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live.
I feel like it'd make you never want to go to a funeral again.
You just keep on coming.
Why is it whenever it's somebody like that? Because as this is making the rounds again, the guy that just can't stop
coming?
Coming, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was like a lady that that happened to too.
Yes. Yes.
Like these people are always real fucking weird looking people.
But the girl was like, I mean, this guy had some frosted tips, so he looks like a guy that's just 20 years behind fashion sense.
You know,
this guy. But it's the girl was actually pretty attractive. Yeah. The 50 orgasms a day girl was pretty attractive.
I think you're the one who looks a little weird, Jeff. I mean, you look like...
Like, when you see the girl, your first thought is like, all right, I'll watch you jack off 50 times a day.
But then, she doesn't jack off 50 times a day.
I know.
But what if that's what it was? It's like, I just can't stop having orgasms. They're like, stop jacking off your own dick.
Oh, God.
That's him coming. That's him having an orgasm. And the girl, let's see, I have the girl. She has an orgasm.
Oh, man.
Let's see. It's somewhere here.
Yeah.
That's her. That's having an orgasm.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. It's alarming.
Well, you know, like I had 9 orgasms at a funeral. Do you think that's how many he would have in that same amount of time? Or do you think it was higher or lower because of circumstance? You know how when you're in a funeral and if something is only kind of funny,
super rousing,
you can't stop laughing.
Right.
Do you think that's it? Like maybe
his
it was
dad
a
looked
little,
okay.
No, maybe it was just a little bit more than maybe it was more than what he would have had in that period of time. Because
no,
it was so rousing and hot.
No, because
what's the word where you can't? You just shouldn't do it there. The most
taboo.
Yeah,
his 9 is his go-to because in. The show, he has a...
Because if it was 10 or more, you'd have to declare it to customs.
He has it on the Frisbee golf course. And right afterward, he's like...
I just had 9 rather powerful orgasmic sensations flow through my entire body.
He always goes for the 9.
Yeah.
9's what he does.
Number 9?
Well, he's... So what, does he just wear diapers?
I don't know if he comes all the time.
That was the worst of the whole thing. I'd rather hear those people getting murdered than this guy make his cum shiver.
Tommy, play him the vegan guy.
Oh,
if
okay.
you don't like that, you'll love this.
Vegan vagina.
Oh, sorry. Let's see. Where is he? Here we go.
Warning, this video is not for children.
Let's see.
Just see if you like this guy.
Yeah.
If you can.
Hello, vegan ladies. John Sackers here. If you've seen some of my videos and you've heard me talk about how much I love vegan vaginas,
oh boy.
Then chances are you have probably fantasized about me licking your vagina. By all means, if you are a dedicated animal rights activist and vegan, I would love to lick your vegan vagina. But
what do you think?
Yeah, it's gross.
That guy's disgusting all the way around.
You think so?
Yeah, wipe your mouth off. What the fuck is he? Just the words he's saying are not good.
I'm licking
but
your
how
balls
it...
or your penis or your anus or something. Go ahead.
John Sockers.
Yeah, he's pretty
Do you need
gross
some water too. Or something?
He's so gross.
That clip, we got so many messages from people. And I mean a lot. They were just like, I'm horrified. It's the grossest thing. Of all the things we've ever played, they were grossed out the most by...
John Sackers here.
John Sackers.
Now, you should cut out that guy's cum shiver and just have just that... Just, oh. I don't know. No, I don't... I have. Does he have to have an erection to have these orgasms?
He has 3 and 4 hour erections. He says in the show.
Oh, so he's the guy.
He's
that
always
all
hard.
Those comedians we're talking about.
Yeah, we're comics 10 talking
years
about
ago.
Him? Really,
the 4 hour boner.
Oh well, this guy. Oh right, right, right. You mean like Viagra?
Yeah, I was just
jokes.
Making a joke about
him. All right,
hacks.
Yeah, no.
Job, yeah. Boy.
So he has erections. Like so, when he was at the funeral, not only was he jizzing all the time into his own khakis.
Mm-hmm.
He was boned up while he was doing that?
Pretty much.
The thing is,
so he's just always wearing a backpack
buddy,
on the front. And
buddy, I don't think that he jizzes all the time. I don't think his body can make that much jizz. I think what it is just the motions of it's a dry.
It's true.
It's a dry heave.
Oh, true. No.
We got to wrap this up. Jeffrey Tate, thank you for coming here.
Thanks for coming, Dion.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Sorry I was late.
It's all right. No worries. That's what happens.
Los Angeles is the worst. Everyone knows it.
Jeans and My Cunt, you ready to hear?
Oh, I love this song.
This is a great
little tribute song.
Tribute song. Thank you guys for listening. Your Mom's House Podcast.com. Please
day.
Check out Sattva Mattress. Please shop through our Amazon banner. And don't forget next week, Seattle, Portland, and Chicago, all podcasts live. We'll see you there. Thanks for listening.
Email me, jefftate77@gmail.com.
There you go.
It's fun.
Oh, my fucking cunt. Cunt, my cunt, my cunt. Oh, my fucking cunt. Cunt, my cunt, my cunt. Cunt, my cunt, my cunt. Oh, my fucking cunt. Cunt, my cunt, my cunt. Cut, we cut, we cut. Oh, my fucking cut. Cut, we cut, we cut. Cut, we cut, we cut. Oh, my fucking cut. Cut, we cut, we cut. Cut, we cut, we cut.
It's sexy.